There is perhaps no song that so sweetly and simply tells the story of God's good news of salvation than the one that has just been sung for us. The writer of the hymn, Frederick W. Grant, was an eminent scholar of the Word of God. He was a humble servant of the Lord Jesus Christ who labored and ministered about a century ago. His personal identification with the profound truths of salvation made known in such words, so simple that a child can understand, certainly appeals to every sinner who has come to know the same Savior. Jesus died to set me free. Jesus died on Calvary. Not a blessing that I know, but to Jesus Christ I owe. What a simple and yet sublime testimony this is to the work of salvation accomplished by Jesus. Accomplished by Jesus for the sinner on the cross of Calvary. Now it is our earnest prayer, dear friend, that today in these few moments with the book, that you may, through the truth which we trust to present, be able to likewise identify yourself as a sinner with this same wonderful Savior, and to know not only how you may be set free, but that you may be set free, and that you may know that you are set free, and that you are assured of this fact by the infallible Word of God. Jesus died to set me free. Now, for whom did he die? The last verse of the hymn says, "'Twas for sinners that he died." Now, in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, we read these words, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Also in 1 Timothy 1:15, the Apostle Paul is the writer, writing by the Holy Spirit to Timothy, and I quote, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." The Apostle Paul identified himself as a sinner. Now the Lord Jesus, when he was here, said, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Mr. F.W. Grant, the hymn writer, said, "'Twas for sinners that he died. Title I have none beside. Thus I know it was for me. Jesus died on Calvary." The Apostle Paul, the hymn writer, yea, and millions more, know the truth that is expressed here, that Jesus died for sinners. Millions have identified themselves as sinners and claimed that wonderful fact that Jesus died for sinners. Now, to identify oneself as a sinner enables that one to justly claim, "Thus I know it was for me, Jesus died on Calvary." The person who knows will acknowledge himself a sinner in God's sight is the one who has the title to come to the Savior. In Luke chapter 15, we read, "This man," referring to Jesus, "receiveth sinners." It was the self-righteous scribes and Pharisees murmuring against him, thinking that they could cast reproach upon him, that said these words. But you know what they said? Could not have been any truer. For indeed it was that he came to receive sinners. He came to fulfill his mission. He was faithful to his mission. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And in order to save sinners, he died for sinners. And if he died for sinners, dear friend, and I add my testimony to the hymn writer, to the Apostle Paul, he died for me. And I trust that you will be able to say it likewise. Will you not pause right here? Will you not stop and think of what we have consider together this far. Does not this marvelous truth mean something to you? Oh, let me ask you, have you ever seen yourself as a sinner? Now, whether you have realized it or not, you are a sinner. The Word of God declares there is no difference between us. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that indictment includes you, as it includes me. But let me also ask another question. Have you ever seen yourself to be the sinner for whom Christ died? Has there ever been a moment in your life, dear friend, when by faith you turned your eyes to Calvary, and there you have seen the blessed Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, on that cross, laying down his life for you, giving his life instead of you, dying as a substitute for you? Have you ever seen him taking your place as the sin bearer who bore your sin and bore the judgment that you deserve because you are a sinner? Oh, think of it. Let me ask you, has the truth ever dawned upon your soul that Jesus died to set you free? Oh, friend, I would urge right this moment that you stop and consider this tremendous fact, the fact of the death of the Son of God on Calvary's cross. It was for you. And this sin-hating God against whom you sin personally wants you to acknowledge this fact and to accept his Son, the Lord Jesus, whom he sent into the world to die that you might be set free. You must make it personal. Will you do so? You might ask, well, free? Yes, you need to be set free from your sin and its guilt. And there's nothing you can do to relieve you of this. You need to be set free from sin and its power. You've tried perhaps to struggle against certain things that you regard as wrong, and you've been unable to shake the power. And you need to be set free from sin and its dreadful, fearful, eternal consequences. Because if you leave this life in your sins, you die in your sins. You'll be buried in your sins. You'll be raised in your sins, to be judged in your sins at the great white throne, and then to be cast with your sins in the lake of fire forever. Think of it. But Jesus died to set you free from this. He died to set you free from Satan and his tremendous bondage. He died to set you free from death and all its fear. Oh, dear friend, these are some of the blessings that the Lord Jesus Christ has secured by his death for you. For you, I say, if you will repent and believe in Jesus. And with a hymn writer, you can say, not a blessing that I owe or know, but to Jesus Christ I owe. Now, how does he bring this about? Perhaps a person that is awakened to a consciousness of his sin may feel at first thought that, well, this which I've heard, that Jesus died to set me free, is too good to be true. I wonder if my listening friend has ever had those thoughts. Well, if so, dear friend, let me assure you that there is nothing too good that comes from God, the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son. God is a God who loves you. He loves you with a love that is unmeasurable. His word declares God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Not that we love God, but that he loved us. And then we read of the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. His love has made provision for you. And he's not asking anything from you. He's not asking that you do anything. There's nothing for you to do. The only thing that you can do is to accept him, to come to him, just as you are in your sin and with your sins. This man, beloved friend, receives sinners. He receives sinners just as they are. He's not expecting anything from you but you and your sins. You come in repentance with your sins, and you will find that he will receive you, and he will take your sins away from you. This is the kind of a God that wants to deal with you, who has salvation for you. The hymn writer says, "Only sin to him I brought. Only love in him I found. Love that passes all my thought. Love that doth to me abound. Love without measure. Love without end. I admit, we don't deserve this. No. And the wonder of wonders that he should love us is going to amaze us throughout the eternal ages. But friend, the fact remains, he loves you, and he wants you to come to him just as you are. Just as you are. He doesn't say to try to make yourself better or to get rid of your sins and then come. No. He wants you to simply come just as you are as a sinner. He receives sinners. He died for sinners. And he says, if you come, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And friend, let me tell you that if he won't cast you out, as he won't, he will take you in. This is what love has provided. And his love still goes out to you in the ministry of his word. Now then, on what basis will he be able to receive you and to forgive you and to cleanse you? Listen to what the hymn writer says. Through his blood, I'm reconciled. That we might be reconciled to God is the reason for Calvary. Sin alienates us from God. It puts us at a distance from God. The only thing that can bridge that distance is the remedy for sin, which removes the sin and removes the distance. That blood must be shed is shown throughout the whole Word of God. In the Old Testament, God's picture book of truths, we read of the blood of bulls and goats being shed as the only way of approach to God. I say this was God's way of teaching all the world the need of blood to put away sin. And each one of those sacrifices that was offered pointed on to the coming Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was to take away the sin of the world. Now, it's not the blood of bulls and goats that can put away your sin, and God didn't intend they should. I repeat, they only pointed on to the one who was to come. And it's not your blood or my blood that could put away our sins. Our sacrifice would amount to nothing because we are sinners. We cannot give to God our ransom. God demanded a perfect, sinless, holy sacrifice. And the only way he could get it is to provide it. He provided himself a lamb for a burnt offering, and it was his son that he sent into the world, the Lord Jesus, to be that sacrifice that you need, that you might be reconciled to God by his blood. And friend, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. It removes the guilt and the sin from you. That which separates you from God is removed, and you're brought to God. You have peace through the blood of his cross. The blood of Jesus, then, is the basis, the only basis. It's the remedy, the only remedy for sin and the sinner. It is the power to reconcile you, the sinner, to a holy God. Of a foe, the hymn writer says, am made a child. Reconciliation by his blood means that the guilty sinner, who is by nature an enemy of God, when he comes to Christ, believing, that precious blood that was shed removes his sin, and he is thereby made a child of God through faith in Christ Jesus, a member in God's family forever. Once an enemy, now a child in the family of God. For his foes, the Savior died. Sinners now are justified. Now, right now, the moment that you put your trust in him, we are justified by faith and have peace with God on the basis of the blood of Christ that was shed on the cross. Oh, dear friend, to be cleared from every charge of guilt is what justification means. To be made just and righteous in Christ before God on the basis of the shedding of the blood of Calvary. Oh, friend, tell me, how is it with you? Does this mean anything to you? Let me ask, are you willing and ready to accept the title of sinner? As such, then, if you are you willing and ready to come to the Savior? Oh, if so, I would urge and ask that you come right now, right where you are. And I will assure you that you will find love, the love of God going out to you. And you will realize that that love has made a way of reconciliation through his blood that was shed on the cross. And you will be justified, you'll be forgiven, you'll be cleansed from your guilt on the merits of his work. In order to receive this blessing, all you need do is come right now, come believing, come just as you are. If you do, you may know on the authority of the Word of God that he died for you. And in identifying yourself with him, saying, Jesus died to set me free. Oh, the Word of God tells us then that you may know that you are forever saved and a possessor of eternal life. Listen to what the Savior says. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life. Blessed God, our Father, we thank thee for this wonderful promise of the Savior, that those who will hear and believe will receive everlasting life. Grant that every listener today will realize that he is a sinner, and accepting that title, come as a sinner in simple faith, pleading the blood that was shed, believing and trusting the Savior who died on Calvary to set him free. Use thy word then to the blessing of every listener today, as we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.